We start this hour in St. Louis, where protesters led a silent march this morning after more than 80 people were arrested last night in the third day of protests after a judge found former officer Jason Stockley, who is white, not guilty of first-degree murder in the 2011 fatal shooting of motorist Anthony Lamar Smith, who is black. Stockley maintains his innocence. He said he feared Smith posed a threat to his life because Smith refused to put up his hands and reached along a seat to where a gun was found. But prosecutors questioned police accounts of a gun, and the head of the NAACP St. Louis is asking the Justice Department to immediately review the acquittal. Meanwhile, last night's arrest occurred after sunset when the official peaceful protest ended and turned violent, with some protesters smashing windows, overturning trash cans. Police say they were throwing rocks and chemicals at police. Some reporters and protesters tweeted out, though, that they were fenced in by police. The AP and photojournalist David Carson reported hearing police chanting, "Whose streets? Our streets," in the fashion of the Black Lives Matter movement. So that was last night. Nancy Fowler, reporter with St. Louis Public Radio, was at the protest this morning. Nancy, what was the atmosphere there?
Yeah, so people began gathering in downtown St. Louis right across from the main post office about 7 o'clock. And people seemed to be feeling it was a sense of ease and just being there, being present for a march whose destination was really unknown by even some of the people in it, as well as, of course, the observers.
Well, tell us more about this case. It started with a police chase. The police were chasing Mr. Smith's car. The officer, Jason Stockley, made some comments on tape, and there was a gun involved. Remind us.
Yeah, like you said, it was 2011, and Anthony Lamar Smith was suspected of drug dealing, and that led to a high-speed police chase by officer at the time, Jason Stockley, and his partner. And minutes before, the officers stopped Smith's car by running into it. Stockley was recorded on the police car cam saying, "We're going to kill this, don't you know?" Mm-hmm. Shortly after that, Stockley fired several shots at Smith, 15 seconds, apparently, after he got out of the police car. And, yes, a gun was found in Smith's car, and it only had Stockley's DNA on it.
So the prosecutors claimed that he had placed it there. Mr. Smith's DNA was not on the gun in the car.
That's correct. That's what they're saying.
Well, the judge in the case, Judge Timothy Wilson, said he agonized over the decision. But why did he make the decision?
Well, he just said he found that basically the evidence did not rise to the level of the charges that— there just wasn't enough evidence to meet those benchmarks.
Yeah. So what are organizers of these protests saying they will do now?
They seem to have come into this very organized, with lessons learned from the Ferguson protests. They are planning to do something every day, often more than once a day. They say they have a goal for each event and that they are planning to peacefully protest from here until some unknown time.
Look, we learned over the weekend that U2, the band, canceled its upcoming St. Louis concert. What's the general feeling in St. Louis about the verdict, about the upset around the verdict, and about what it might mean for the city?
Well, you know, of course it's mixed, as is, you know, St. Louis is a very divided city, so I'm sure there are those who, you know, just upset about the concert. But then there are people, many people, you know, understand that economic impact is the way to make a difference. And they believe that the more that that happens, the more that they will be heard. And yes, other people feel inconvenienced. They feel put out. They feel angry, perhaps, if they don't understand what it is the protesters are doing and why they're doing it.
That's Nancy Fowler, a reporter with St. Louis Public Radio. Nancy, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.